B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, it's 3 o'clock, and the 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Kirkley's Bakery and Deli, world-famous tomato pie, hoagie party trays, every bit as good. Once again, Gary Batman came out at 4:30, and we'll have it live. He's going to unveil the plans for the NHL to begin again, and the plan calls for there to be 24 teams originally involved. And then there'll be a play-in to get to the 16, and how that will impact the Flyers. There'll be a bye, so it wouldn't impact them at all. So they would just go merrily along. 29-2, the vote was, and Carolina, Tampa Bay voted against it. Right now, they're not playoff teams, and they were thinking if they could resume the season, they could earn enough points to get into the legitimate playoffs rather than play in the play-in. And right now, see, all the rules have to be changed for us to get sports back.
Right. This is a one-time type of situation where you have to sort of suck it up. Everybody has to, and the sports people have to suck it up, especially the owners.
Yes. So phase, let's see, three-week training camp, and then the restart of the season. And the training camp would be like everybody else is talking about in mid-June. So we're going to have all these sports that collide now, which is really interesting. These seasons are going to go long. So the NHL, NBA, and Major League Baseball will be playing at the same time they start the football season. How do we prioritize that? Well, will we get exhausted? Like right now, it's the exact opposite. We have nothing. Now we've got four. And it'll be something on every night. Like baseball every night, and then the NBA, NHL, well, a couple of times a week, and then football will be a Thursday, and then Sunday, which everybody's going to be playing also. So they all collide at once. Are we going to get bored?
NBA would be, it would counteract with preseason football. The plan would be to be done around Labor Day in the case of the NBA.
Okay.
They wouldn't want to go against them, but when training camp opens, we have all four in play. So training camp's a big deal. You have regular season baseball, postseason hockey, and postseason basketball probably all at the same time.
Woo!
Embarrassment of riches.
Yeah. And it would be so exciting.
So what you might be dealing with, though, is seriously Monday Phillies, Monday Flyers, let's say, Tuesday Phillies, Sixers, then back Wednesday Flyers back again. And both teams, it's not out of the question that either one of them went around. It's not crazy if they won a round or two. It wouldn't be shocking. So it'd be interesting how this plays out. It would be a lot.
It's going to be weird.
You know who won't like this at all?
Who?
Netflix.
Yes.
Because oh,
Netflix.
They're going to try and get the rights.
Not like this at all.
They won't like that. If people
they've had
about,
their time.
People have been wondering, though, when Netflix and like Amazon has the Thursday night. When will Netflix dip their toe in the sports rights? If this was to happen, this perfect storm, and Netflix dropped to the level that I think it would, at that point on the next contract, Netflix is a bidder. Because they'll say, we need to insulate ourselves from this happening again. At that point, on the next thing, it's CBS, NBC, and Netflix all bidding.
All right. I got an interesting suggestion for a golf foursome for another match play. Tiger and Trump versus Phil and Obama.
Ooh. That's a fun showdown.
Now,
there wouldn't be a person on Earth that would miss that.
No.
No, it would be a worldwide
event. No.
It would break the record for like every household in America would have it on.
It would be fascinating, too. Because you in golf, Trump's personality probably would come off okay if he wasn't kicking the ball and throwing it out of the sand trap like some of the rumors. Because he is good talking to people in those small settings.
Yeah.
So he would come off, I think, pretty well.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Obama, people say, when he's like, lets his guard down, he's pretty personable with people. That would be, I think that would make everybody come out better on the other side if they actually be willing to do that.
Because it's a relaxed environment. There's
no policy allowed.
Right.
World pressure.
No policy comments allowed.
No.
The problem is somebody has to lose. And I would have a gut feeling that Obama would be a better loser.
He would.
Now, yeah, I don't know what Tiger's political affiliations are.
Tiger is his political affiliation is money.
His political affiliation is money.
Yeah, seriously, his is money.
Okay.
He's like Jordan, he's like OJ Simpson, whoever's cutting the check, that's who I'm loyal to. So he's fine. Phil is a Republican, I'm pretty sure, but he wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, Phil actually does have opinions in his life.
Right.
Tiger's is just a check and women.
Yeah, I haven't heard him utter any opinion about
them. He doesn't have them.
All right, 610-632-0975. Greg in Bethlehem joins us. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. I actually enjoyed the golf challenge on Sunday. I tuned it in initially because I figured it was going to be like watching NASCAR for the crashes. But I thought the quarterbacks didn't totally embarrass themselves. You know,
Peyton was mostly solid the whole day. He was, he was just solid. He plays like a six.
Yeah. I was impressed considering how ridiculous the rain was.
Yeah.
I mean, I've played in rain before, but I don't know that I've ever played it in that much rain.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Florida rain lasted that long.
Yeah, that was surprising. But anyway, as far as a suggestion as to who might go into a foursome, I would say Dustin Johnson might be a good candidate as long as he has his wife tending the stick.
Right away you got to go sex.
No.
Yeah? You're not supposed to handle the stick.
I didn't say that.
You're supposed to distance.
I know.
Sticking with the D.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, yeah. As long as she was around, that would, she's pretty good wallpaper.
You're a dirty old man, you are.
Maybe. I probably am. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, I don't want Dustin Johnson anywhere near a golf course that I'm watching. Really, he's got nothing.
He's like a
cement head.
Yeah, I'd like to watch him hit the ball.
There's no appeal, Dustin. Was there appeal with him in that first match they had? He and Rory and he's got nothing.
He's got
zero. Look at that whole PGA Tour. Now listen, I watch the PGA Tour because I marvel how they hit shots. But there's not one guy that I actually go, I really like him. I hope he wins.
That is the one disadvantage of this generation growing up looking up to Tiger. Tiger mm-hmm. gave so little that it's normal for all of them to give a little bit. If mm-hmm. let's say you had Tiger Woods the same dominance, but he had a more Barkley-esque personality, but was just as dominant.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you more golfers today, this next generation, would try to emulate that, just like people copy.
See, I don't know. Golf is such a weird sport that you can't be a goof. Like, you almost have to have no personality to be good.
You
have to be ultra focused and serious about your game. You can't, like, your mental, you have to be so zoned in mentally that you can't be a goof.
Yeah.
But Phil's a bit of a goof, and he's had great success.
He's not a goof on the course, though. He's a goof outside the course where he's got a personality.
Right, but all these guys are goofs. I don't need them to be goofs at the eighth hole. I need them to be goofs when they say, go say something funny to a camera, man.
Think about it. Who else is like Phil? It starts and ends with him as far as
personality.
Right, looking at somebody who looks like he's enjoying himself on a golf course.
Well,
right?
I heard that a young Jack back in the day used to enjoy himself.
I never heard that at all.
I heard he used to enjoy himself back in the day.
In what way?
Like he was the stick in the mud to Arnold's swagger.
Well, everybody hated Jack and loved Arnold. And Arnold, we used to care about how he came off to people and stuff. I don't think it's impossible when you're not playing to have a personality. I get why in the middle of the, on the fourth hole, you can't be Happy Gilmore.
But that's just the way those guys are. Like, they're not personality-driven guys. They're like, go to the range and pound balls for 6 hour guys.
Well, because you have to be in the zone to do that.
But
you have to be in the zone in a lot of sports. What I'm saying is, I find it, what about golf would make it to where you can't have a personality when you're not playing golf? is what I mean. There should be.
Yeah. All right. Let's look into golf in history. Who comes to mind personality? Everybody will go, oh, the Mary Mex, Lee Trevino.
Yeah.
That's the guy. He was the only guy back then with the Palmer. Well, Palmer had personality, but Palmer just because of his driven, the way he played.
Wasn't a country club kid.
Right. But Lee Trevino was the guy who was supposed to be Mr. Happy. Yeah. He was the most miserable SOB that I have ever encountered. Well, like one of the most miserable guys ever off the golf course.
Greg Norman had some personality. I remember pre-Tiger, younger, I remember enjoying Greg Norman speaking to the camera and stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember that Greg Norman had a personality. Not from America.
Yeah, probably Greg.
But he did.
Yeah, all right. Greg Norman. I watched Lee Trevino once. This is a true story. The U.S. Open, was at Marion, and when was it? 1980? I was young. I was just covering stuff. And it was at Marion. I think it was 80. Well, anyway, he's hitting bad shots all over the place. He's coming up the fairway, and he starts yelling at the course marshals about, don't they keep the fairways? Don't they cut the fairways in this GD place? I don't know. And he's ranting and raving about the condition of the course.
You said the U.S. Open?
Yeah, well, was it 80 or 70? 76?
I'm looking, it wasn't.
Lou Graham, 80. I think, won it. A guy named Lou Graham, way back in the day.
I'm trying to find the year.
But Trevino, oh my God, that's Trevino? Let's go to Ivan in Delaware. Ivan, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ivan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Ivan? How you doing?
Good. I got a couple things, and they all tie into every subject that you guys are talking about today.
Awesome. We're talking about a lot of them, too.
Yeah. First Memorial Day weekend, Delaware. Friday, it was going down under a hose.
Yeah. Well, I cut that short. Bad connection on the phone from Ivan, so call us back, Ivan. Let's go to John in Jersey. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, John? Johnny? All right, John's not there. We have a problem with the phones here?
We won't.
We need a test. Here's how you get in, 610-620-975. We need to test our phones.
Yeah.
For the people.
Now, Delaware, you were only people allowed to Delaware beaches were people from Delaware, so you couldn't drive down.
Yes.
But things went so well, they're talking about possibly this week opening up to short-term rentals down in Delaware beaches, uh-huh, which interests me because that's where I like to go.
Oh, you like to go to Delaware?
Yeah, you guys go to Rehoboth, right?
Go to Rehoboth, yeah. My wife's aunts have a home down there, and we like to go down there.
I thought you went to Wildwood.
We did that, but that with Mr. Ward going, it's not the same.
Okay.
So I go there more often now, mm-hmm, to the Delaware beaches. So I would like to be able to do that. They're doing well, but right now they're like checking people at the border, which I don't blame them. They have great numbers down there. The Jersey beaches, I think, are going to do some more expanding by 4th of July, they claim, because things, they assume, went pretty well.
I'm curious to know the people that were at the Jersey beaches and the boardwalk scene. I need a report on that because I didn't really... I wasn't privy to any controversies that went on down there. I saw the big signs they had on the boardwalk about social distancing and wearing masks, and I wondered if there was any kind of problem down there with the people.
Yeah, that's a good question. Oh, the governor actually said as of June 1st in Delaware, the quarantine's over and you can do the short-term rental starting June 1st. Down there. So I guess it's going to start picking up.
Well, outdoor gatherings up to 250 people as well.
How about that?
Wow.
There you go. Now,
it's going to be higher here soon.
I did see a lot of people from this area go to Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes.
And that looked like a mess.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That looked like a crazy mess.
And that, to me, would be enough, be too much in the best of times. That to me, that's not fun.
So I did go for a walk along Kelly Drive on Sunday morning. And it was pretty crowded, but everybody was wearing masks and people were social distancing. But I was a little overwhelmed with the amount of people.
Yeah.
I was just in my own head about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like everybody was following rules. And again, there's nothing to really do in the city. So that's everybody's kind of going there.
Yeah.
They say, despite all of what we see, 70% without any question follow these rules.
Yeah.
And it's a 30%. That's 30% is a lot of people in a pandemic, and that 30 can infect a lot of people. But they say 70% of people nationwide are buying in with no question, like easy, like I'll wear a mask, well, I'll do whatever.
Because nobody wants to deal with this anymore. That's what it comes down to. It's like, okay, if this one small act of wearing a mask is going to get me out of this situation sooner rather than later, then I think most people are on board with that.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand. And like the people that don't want to wear a mask, they're doing it because that's an infringement of their rights to be told to wear a mask?
Apparently. Yes.
But they have no issues with the no shirt, no shoes, that thing. Well, it's the same thing.
I mean, viruses don't really care about your rights either. They didn't care about any rights in America. They didn't care in Italy. They didn't care in Spain. Virus didn't care about anybody's rights.
And you do not, no one is requiring, no one in the world, they're asking, no one's requiring people outdoors to do it. What they're saying is before you go into a business, put a mask. That's what the real requirement is. They can't really enforce the outdoors thing. So I don't understand if you're going into a store with people, you put it on.
It's just polite at this point.
Yeah, like it's to take, like, you know, all, like you said earlier, Mike, you said there's an all for one, for all situation. Well, we're kind of all in this together.
Well,
right?
And it's common courtesy not to sneeze on people in non-pandemic times. And now if breathing is going to cause somebody else to get sick, you don't go and breathe on somebody. When you can just prevent it, it's just weird.
I just don't get it. It's almost become, to me, it's become fashionable.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking, I have a lot of masks.
Yeah, you do. I only have two. But I'm looking for, like, more of a fashion type of color-coordinated situation.
Yeah, they have.
I got this right here. And see, this is not a universal. This is a tan with the black. And sometimes that doesn't go.
It clashes.
Yeah, it does clash. It clashes with.
I just ordered a new one from the SPCA.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it has the cat face? It has the cat face.
Oh, I saw the cat face.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. And you make a donation and they send you your mask. So I'm waiting for mine.
Oh, well, that's
I got this navy blue. I got this blue one.
Yeah.
I got some gray ones coming that are solid gray. I got an Eagles one.
Where are you getting these? Were you online?
Online. And my cousin Vanessa's been helping me out. Uh-huh. She's down in Delaware and she's been working from home. So she has some more free time because she loads up on masks. So when we did the parade for my dad's birthday, she hooked the brother up. Thanks.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right. That's good. All right. Let's go. Ivan from Delaware's back. Ivan, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Hey. Ivan.
Hey, sorry about that, guys.
It's all right. What's going on, Ivan?
Yeah, like you were saying, around 5 o'clock on Friday, they were stopping everybody out of state. Mm-hmm. People were coming in with their boats saying, you know, if you're going in, you got to quarantine for 14 days. Where you got to turn around. I don't know how they were going to enforce it, but just kind of goes to show you that people are kind of ready to get back into the real world. And another thing is how you guys were talking about, you know, the sports thing and going back to normal if people would go back,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were talking about how the music industry was going to go back and what they were going to do for concerts, and they were talking about underselling venues and, like, only selling, like, a certain amount of tickets to, like, you know, harbor, you know, good social distancing.
Yeah.
But you got to look at it like this. Like, people can take risks. They, you know, you're an adult. You have a responsibility. You know what I mean? Like, if you know there's a pandemic out there and you want to take that risk to go to a football game, that's your risk.
Yeah.
If they open things up and you don't want to go outside, don't go outside. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. Like, it has to become a thing of choice, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to social gatherings and stuff. When they bring things back, people got to choose for themselves whether they want to take that risk or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it kind of comes down to. And then with the Jordan thing, like, you guys know who Michael Jordan is. Like, he's not Steph Curry. Like, he's Michael Jordan. Like, you saw Space Jam. The dude's got the personality of a wet mop. Like, he's not Mr. Happy, Mr. I want to go play with, you know, anything. If it was a blackjack tournament, yeah, he might do it.
I don't know. I mean, Michael is a competitor. Like, on a golf course, I bet you he's a needler. I bet you he'd be, like, his personality would be fun on a golf course.
Oh, he might, but, I mean, he takes things, like, so seriously, and he's so protective of his image that I don't think he would, make, like you guys were saying, I don't think he would risk anything like that to even make himself look like less of a superior athlete than he is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, it's...
Yeah, I think that's the whole thing. Like, he can go out... and play golf for money with people and have this swagger about him. But if he's in a situation where it's national TV and he shanks his shots, he shanks a shot away from the camera nobody knows about except the three people he's playing with. He shanks a shot here. Oh, my God, Michael Jordan is supposed to be perfect man. How could he, like the same with Brady, when people came out ganging up on Brady, supposed to be the perfect man, how could he shank a golf ball? And the same would happen with Michael Jordan. Now, I'm sure Brady knew that was going to happen.
Brady doesn't
care.
You're right. He's so much more secure. I feel comfortable saying this in his own skin than Michael Jordan is. It's not even close. He was already back the next day doing videos with Giselle online.
Yeah,
and the kids.
Tom
don't care.
Tom has a, it pains me to say this, he has a great sense of humor. He's hilarious.
No, he does. They were doing that video of like where you do the blind test and you point at each other about who's more high maintenance, who has more. He was doing it with Giselle. Both of them, even her, they both came off really good the day after. If it was Jordan and he struggled on TV, he wouldn't be on social media the next day piling around. He'd still be seething. Brady just left. Let's get ready for training camp.
You know how bad that must have made Brady feel to shank shots? Seriously. Like, think about that for a second. Like, oh my God, the whole world. Perfect Tom Brady. He's at TV. And he shanks a shot. But it's got a shaky inside.
Do you think he enjoys the challenge, though? He must. He's already excelled in his other profession.
You enjoy the challenge until you shank one that people are seeing on live TV. And then you go, oh my God, my image has been shattered.
Right. But I don't know.
You
know?
The only thing that shattered was his pants.
First of all, I didn't even see that.
Oh yeah. Oh,
they split. It was great.
Right at the butt.
Right in the
keister.
They played the rest of the
I don't want any ass.
Right down there. Right down there, split.
He played the rest of the round with the split pants? Or did he have a report?
I don't know, because they're not
sure. He just kind of, he bent over to get his ball.
Yeah.
And there it was.
Them European cuts.
Which is just silly.
Giselle,
which is always
a little too tight.
It's always silly when somebody rips their pants. It's even sillier when it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's why it was funny. And he's wearing.
Hold on a second. Did you tweet his misfortune? During his misfortune? Were you one of the tweeters?
No, I said I've just been waiting my entire life to see Tom Brady rip his pants in some, you know, like dorky fashion.
But you didn't say anything about his bad shots?
No.
On the front nine?
No. I'm not going to rip his golf game. He's Tom Brady. He's the best football player in the world.
A lot of people ripped his golf game.
No, I'm not going after that.
Plus, they were doing it like nationally. Like they were shooting it on the air. What people were saying about his golf game.
Yeah. I mean, any chance that I feel like people have to take a shot at Tom, they're going to take if they can.
Yeah.
Because he's so great. It doesn't matter.
I came away liking Tiger's separate. I came away liking the other three more because the conditions weren't great. And they could have easily begged out, and they just went out and played. The other three, I actually came away with more. Tiger's the same, but even Phil, I thought they were. Any of them could have said, "Let's delay it a day. Let's not do this." Blah blah blah. They just sucked it up, went and played.
Let me ask you this question about Tiger.
Yeah.
First of all, he looks really good, physically fit.
Yes.
I like the beard.
Yeah.
He did look like Mike Tomlin a little bit.
A little bit.
People were saying on social media.
Yeah, with the facial hair, he did. Yeah.
Match like that.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity match. You got to wear the red.
He has to.
Sunday.
That's his thing. You don't just change now.
I forgot it was Sunday.
It was Sunday. That's why he had to.
So if it was Saturday,
I don't think he
wouldn't wear the red.
I don't think he would have.
So just because it's Sunday, he's got to wear the red?
Yeah. And you know, Nike apparently, they're all setting this up because June 11th, I think, is the return of the tour. All this stuff is the feed the beast, feed the machine.
Yeah,
it's Tiger on Sunday wearing red is part of the deal.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't think he would have if it was Saturday.
Okay.
I don't think he would have worn.
All right. No big deal.
But if he did on a Saturday, I would agree it's a bit of a violation. Like, aren't you overdoing it with a celebrity match with your buddies?
I'm glad he won. His pride's intact.
I didn't care that he won. The other three, I'm just glad that he toughed it out and didn't baby it up about how hard it was. Because it was downpouring. It's pretty good at some of that. He just played. I'm just glad they all went and played and didn't whine.
Yeah. One moment was telling for me. My man did not try to drive the drivable par 3. And Phil puts the peg in the earth. and smashes it and didn't even look where it went. He goes, I knew that's good. He just bends down, picks up his tee.
Yeah.
Boom, he lands on the green.
Yeah, all right.
Tiger
yeah.
lays up.
Tiger's got to protect that
Come
back.
Come on, man.
Got to protect that back.
Laid up.
He did lay up. He should have driven it, but protect the back.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
Protect the back. Okay. 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 3:30. It's time to update our Twitter poll on 975 The Fanatic, the Mike Missinelli Show. And Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moore and Sons, and it's brought to us by Natalie Eganoff. Nat.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll, over 600 votes on this one so far. Would Michael Jordan play in a golf tournament like Manning and Brady did over the weekend? 37% say yes, 63% say no.
All righty. Now, I want to know two things right now. Number one is your Memorial Day weekend experience, and how did you approach it? If you did go down the shore, or if you had people at the house, or if you didn't have people at the house. Right now, how did you feel? Like Memorial Day, how did you feel about associating with people? Now, I just got an email from a guy who said he was on the Wildwood Boardwalk. Oh, excuse me, Ocean City Boardwalk. 95%, he calculates, were not wearing masks. This was Sunday. It was crowded.
Yeah, that better weather day.
Now, I wasn't there. I don't know how I could estimate 95%, but he must have seen a lot of people not wearing masks.
That's how it's been.
See, I'm not ready for that. and maybe I'm ultra-conservative, but if I go on a boardwalk and I see that, I'm out. I'm turning right around. I'm not doing it.
Because this is new, they claim that new science is always going to come out, and that's going to make some people say, oh, the other stuff was fake. It's that this didn't exist till December, and now we're in not even in June yet, and there's going to be new things found out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's found out that outdoors you're good. That has not been proven yet. There's mm-hmm. been speculation. If it gets to the point where it says if you're outside you're good, at that point I can see myself on a boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would still take the path of least resistance. Maybe I would do even full walk arounds, like let's go down a block and come back up around a pack. Mm-hmm. Maybe then, but as of right now, for me personally, boardwalk's not in the cards for me.
Yeah, it's not for me either at this point. But again, like the family picnic was even vetoed.
We did
by my family. My brother wanted to have a get together at his house, and most of the family said no go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always get together, and we didn't.
Yeah. So it all depends on how you handle it. I'm curious to know how you handle it. What was your mindset on handling it? The second thing is this plan, the NHL is going to announce a plan at 4:30. We're going to carry it live, by the way, with Gary Bettman, to come back and play. Now, there are other leagues that have proposed coming back and playing without crowd involvement, but some NFL owners have said they could pull that off with crowd involvement. So it's a two-part question. Number one, would you go to a live sporting event as a patron? Like flat out, your mindset is to go. They say we're only going to allow, I don't know, 25,000 people in the park, and they're going to do this and do that, and we're going to separate you this way. Would you do that? B, would you do that if you had to sign a waiver that if you got sick, the team would not be responsible? And that goes for any sport. Any sport has a plan to bring you back as fans, and they attach a waiver to it that dismisses liability on their part if you get sick. Would you do that?
On social media, the responses so far are all over the place. Some people, yes, I'd sign it right now. Other people are like, no. So but it's all over the place. I just hope they don't start bickering, because usually they start bickering.
Yeah.
Just asking a question.
Yeah, we're just asking the question. All right, before we get back to the phones, you can get it 610-6975. I was looking at a Twitter, what do you call the videos, the little videos that people post?
Like the GIFs?
Yeah, the GIFs. All right, so the GIF was posted about NBA players when they come back, and it was a picture of a dude shooting a shot and missing the whole basket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I disagree with that because they're going to have enough practice. That's not going to happen. The quality play might be down a little bit. I was more interested in the air ball on the video. Mm-hmm. If you have ever played basketball in your life, could you, if you played at all,
mm-hmm.
shooting an air ball would be what? Like, I find that hard to believe. That you are familiar with shooting a basketball in some form, and you miss an entire basket from medium range.
I'm thinking not from three.
You
from medium
at least
range.
You hit at least hit something. Like you hit metal, you hit board. Like it's impossible to miss the basket if you've played at all in your life
from inside of three.
Yes, just the medium range. Like it's a 15-footer. Because that's what that look like in somebody's driveway. Can you possibly miss the basket?
Yeah.
Could you be that much of a spaz to miss an entire basket?
Yeah.
You could?
Yeah, I've seen guys.
If you played basketball at all in your life.
Yeah. I've seen guys that used to hoop and hadn't touched the ball in a couple years.
The straight-on shot, 15 feet, you would airball it?
Right, the straight-on shot, you're adding things. Because I've seen guys from the corner, they can't get their stuff from the corner.
It's not from the corner. It's in the little 45-degree angle to the basket area.
You got
to
hit the
You got to hit something, right?
From there, yeah.
Like how, if you extend your ring, I can see it. If it's like 20 feet and beyond, I could see where you'd miss the basket.
Because I know, I got to admit, when I was rusty, shooting from three at first, I had lined up, but it was short.
Well, of course, because your legs aren't adjusted. You have
lined
to adjust
up,
your legs.
Everything was short.
I'm talking about a short, medium range, free throw like shot. If you've ever shot a basketball in your life, it's impossible to shoot an air ball.
Yes, if it,
it's played. It's easy to hit the rim. It's easy not to make the shot.
Right, we're back on.
But to miss the whole basket, to me, means you're a spaz.
I think that's a fair test.
Is that fair?
Yeah. At that point, as long as you're keeping them within a certain range.
Right. That's like this video that I'm talking about. The video of the kid, the guy, shooting the basket, missing the whole basket. And I'm going, that guy's never played ever before in his life. Like he's not familiar with the shooting motion at all. Like, that's the first time he picked up a basketball and aimed it towards a hoop.
That's always fun for me.
Right, because if you have been, as an adult person of 18 or more years old, and you have shot a basketball, it would be impossible for you to shoot an air ball.
From there, yeah, that's fair.
Unless you, bench pressed for, a half hour straight, and your muscles are all stiff, and you can't extend, you've had that happen before, right?
Yeah. You first get in, you got nothing.
Yeah,
you got nothing left.
And you couldn't shoot.
You
got
to basically do layups right at that point and play D. You got nothing.
Exactly.
Sorry, fellas, don't pass to me out here.
All right. So we're all over the place today. 610-6220-975. Kevin in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Kev?
All right. Mike, I just wanted to call in, man, and in response to the gentleman who called in and said, we're responsible adults and we make our own decisions. And mm-hmm. if we wanted to go to a sporting event with the mask, we could. Mm-hmm. If we wanted to go without, I just thought that was a little irresponsible because we don't know. Like when the coronavirus, when the pandemic first started, I didn't take it serious. I didn't. And as it became more serious and I started to look, I was like, wow. I wouldn't go to a sporting event even with a mask on.
Well, everybody's different views. Now, I don't know. The question I don't understand is, why does wearing a mask make you a lesser person? That's the part I don't get about it. And why has this turned into, you're a lesser person if you wear a mask?
You know what? I don't look at it like you're less than or better than.
Well, that's what people are. Well, we were not wearing a mask. Have decided that it's beneath them to wear a mask. It's not. It's an infringement on their freedom somehow. That's what the way they're looking at it. It's an infringement on their freedom. And I go, how exactly?
Yeah, I don't. That's insane to me. I just think that, man, we just need to be responsible all across the board, because you never know. Like, people are bringing that. They might bring the virus home to their children. You know what I mean? And I don't know. After the sporting event, I wouldn't sign a waiver. I'm not going.
You're not going. You're not comfortable going.
No, I'm not going. I stayed home yesterday for the holiday, and look, I was better off cutting my grass.
No, listen, that's your personal decision. I'm just saying, like, things seem to be loosening up to the point where you can almost envision in July or, like, come September, when the NFL is supposedly resume, that you can see by then it would be loose enough for people to say, yeah, it's safe to go to a football game. Now, right now, maybe not, but you project this in September, I'm asking, would you go? Now, I don't think they're going to open the gates to everybody when football starts. I think they will have some kind of a plan in place, like, you know, where you're going to have lesser people in there. So that's why I'm asking the question.
Right. But you know what? Even in September, if restrictions are lifted and they're starting to let more people come in,
you wouldn't go.
I really don't think, no.
So you're not going to go anywhere until what? Vaccine?
Until a vaccine.
Okay. All right, listen, it's everybody's view, and all views are respected. I merely ask the question, like, this mask thing. It's not like if you go outside, the government says you must have a blood test. Now, that would be intrusive, right? But, yeah, you go outside, and they're suggesting you wear a mask so you protect yourself and others. And I go, why is that an intrusion? It's a small thing. It's not even a big deal.
I think some of it is that it's new. And people don't like change generally.
Yeah.
And somebody brought up the when seatbelt laws first started.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, in the 80s, by the way, not in the 50s, in the 80s, most people, like, you know, were alive then or alive now, 65% of people were against seatbelt laws at the time.
Yes.
Fast forward, I don't care how cool you think you are or whatever, most people wear a seatbelt.
Right.
Like now. So I think that, and in Asian countries, for many decades, when you're sick and you still have to move around, a lot of people can't take off, they've been wearing a mask, and no one thinks that person, they think that person's noble. I think there's a certain nobility to wearing a mask and take care of your fellow neighbor. I do think that slowly but surely people would understand. I also think that this is an advantage, also another example of that toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And I
but,
hate
but
that.
But women are also rebelling against wearing the mask as well.
But they say it makes you look weak. And then the other one say, one woman said, oh, we're not having any human contact and we mm-hmm. can't touch each other's babies. It was very
weird. Yeah, well, you've seen a lot of those videos where, I've seen a lot of women, and now the term is they're Karens.
Yes.
Right, Karens, they don't want to be told what to do, and they're yelling at the clerks and all that kind of stuff. So an interesting thing happened in Central Park this weekend, and we're going to play the audio of it, where a woman had a dog that was not leashed in Central Park, and a man suggested that she put the dog on the leash, and she freaked on him. And he was an African-American man, and she called the police.
Yes.
We're going to have the video.
And follow-ups.
Follow-ups?
There are follow-ups since the show has started.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to play, in case you don't know what this is. This is a woman she didn't look that old. She looked like in her 30s. And she had a dog that was not leashed, which is against the regulations. Central Park has to have your dog on a leash. And I was curious, a couple things about, we'll hear, her reaction obviously is like ridiculous, but like, why did the guy decide to video her? And I started thinking, what would I do in that situation? Well, we'll hear the audio and we'll have a discussion on it. 610-632-0975. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, 3:48. Mike Mussolini Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. And, we're all over the place today, and this is the first day back from Memorial Day weekend, so there's not a lot going on specifically to talk about, so we're all over the place for that that aspect. And you follow social media just like everybody else does, and like I do, Tyrone and Natalie, and you see these videos every now and then, and this video was posted and it found its way on news websites all over the place. So apparently this was in Central Park and a woman was walking with her dog and the dog was not leashed. And an African-American man was calling her on it. And then he started videoing her and she's freaking out, calling the police. And so let's roll. This is a video, really, but we obviously are going to play the audio here, so you can pretty much figure out what's going on.
Yeah, right. It's the Ramble part of Central Park where the rule is, because of the wildlife, you have to have your dog on a leash. There's other parts where you don't have to be leashed.
All right. So in this particular situation, you had to have your dog on a leash. All right, so let's roll the audio.
Would you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
I'm taking a picture and calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Excuse me? I'm in the Ramble, and there is a man, African-American, who has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my... I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately. I'm in Central Park in the Ramble.
Thank you.
All right. She then put the leash on the dog, and he said thank you, and he stopped videoing her. So he was videoing her to show that she didn't have the dog on a leash.
It was his sister was actually doing the video.
Oh, his sister was doing
it. Well, I mean, he's standing right next to his sister.
Okay. So, see, at that point, first of all, it's a glaring example of what it's like to be black in America. And so the moment he decides, she decides to shoot that video is interesting to me, because at that point, he needs that to protect himself from being accused, and it's evidentiary. But like, if you start, like, what's the point originally of videoing somebody who doesn't have her dog on a leash? This is the difference between how people are today and like how like I've missed the whole video part of it. Like, I would get into a serious argument with that woman, but I wouldn't videotape her.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wouldn't think to pull out my phone and just video her because her dog wasn't on a leash.
Well, I think it was just because she was threatening him, right? Right.
So before it started, the dog was off a leash. And he's a big, he does bird tours. This guy graduated from Harvard.
Okay.
That area, you can hear the birds in the background there.
Okay.
That's why you got to have the dogs on a leash, because they will go kill some of the birds.
Right. And so you need to document someone who doesn't have a dog.
So what happened was, he asked her, he's walking through, he's on, I guess, on his bike,
because
they had the bicycle helmet, he's on his bike.
Okay.
He asked her to put her dog on the leash because he's a big bird guy.
Mm-hmm.
She said no. So what he did was, he pulled out a dog treat.
Okay.
The dog comes over to him, and he's like, this is part of why, because the dog will obviously leave, because she's saying, come here. The dog's focused on the treat.
Right.
She started yelling at him. Uh-huh. That's when the sister pulled out the phone.
Okay, so it's fine. Then that's fine. I didn't know those back details of it. But, what's she just, like, there's an African-American man. It reminds me of The Wire. Remember when the African-American police were investigating something and it was a white witness and they used the four letters. Do you remember what they used to say? Like, what did you see? And they would use four letters. BMBG. It was always the same.
Mm-hmm.
They always took the same description.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So right away, her immediate reaction, and this is what people don't understand about being black in America. There's not a man threatening me and my dog. There's an African-American man threatening me and my dog.
Well, that's
the way she reports.
Right, and the reason she reports that is she either consciously or subconsciously believes, if I do that, the cops will, one, come faster, and two, come with more force, and this person will be punished more. The assumption would be if Natalie, and not literally Natalie, was to call the cops on you or me. If Natalie called her on me, the cops would arrive faster with more force and do me more harm. So you do that on purpose. It's a weapon when you do that.
Well, and that's exactly why he chose to film it, because in this day and age, it would have been her word against his. And what she was claiming was happening to her.
It becomes evidentiary at that point.
Yeah.
He's also, he's Harvard educated. He's basically, in the nicest way, like a bird geek, this particular guy. But he's tall. He works out. Bald head. If you're doing a description to people, he would be a scary person.
Yeah.
Even though he's literally just like, he does bird tours as a job.
Right.
Like, he walks people around and talk about
and
birds.
And shows them the birds in Central Park.
And shows up the different birds in Central Park in different areas. But in the description, bald-headed, 6 foot, semi-muscular black man is scary,
but you know,
in the description.
But you know what's also problematic here, Ty, is that there needs to be those qualifiers for people to understand what is wrong with this in general. It shouldn't matter what he does. Or what his history is, or his education, or what he's doing there at that time. If he has to put on a leash, if you ask somebody to put your dog on a leash, that's different from saying you're being attacked in Central Park. That's huge.
So the update's real fast.
Yeah, what's the update on it?
The shelter in which she adopted the dog, because she posted it on her social media at the time, they voluntarily got her to give the dog back because she was choking the dog on the video, which didn't come off too good. And she has since lost her job since the show started.
Wow.
They put her on administrative yesterday because it was a holiday and people weren't paying attention. After reviewing it today, she no longer works for Franklin
Templeton. And all of that could have been avoided by just her putting a leash on the dog.
Or just not calling the cops. Even if you ignore them, don't call the cops.
But there's no reason for anybody to get into a conflict if you got your dog on a leash, right? What's the point of having the dog not on the leash? You just adopted it. You don't even know the dog.
She said he's been cooped away. He has to burn the energy. That was her excuse.
Find a park.
Well, there's a spot.
Or just go to the other part of Central Park.
Allowed.
It's allowed. All she does is there's this little bridge that leads there. If you go on the other side of the bridge, you take the dog can run for hours just completely unchecked.
Yeah.
She decided to go to the one part of the park where you actually have to. She could have went anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought that we'd like to have people hear that just to get a perspective on certain things. 610-632-0975. In a half hour, Gary Benton announcing the plan. We'll go live to it. Mike Misnelli's show continues.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.